When you win there, it's the best city to play in. When you lose, it sucks, though. Or when you pitch a bad game. I remember pitching a bad game and then coming out the next game going 2-0 in the first inning and getting just booed. The whole thing and booed me. Like, it's 2-0. First hitter, relax.
Seriously, go sign with the Rays and win another one, huh?
I can barely throw BP to my son's team. My shoulders is broke.
All right, KK, 38. You're still part of the Phillies. You keep up with that team quite a bit.
Yeah.
Your wife being from Philly probably helps. You can plead the fifth here, but you got to start one, bench one, cut one. Jimmy Rollins, Troy Tulowski, or Hanley Ramirez in their prime.
And the reason why I picked these guys is I believe you played with each of them. So Jimmy in Philly, Troy in Colorado.
Yeah.
Hanley was maybe at first base, but we'll group them together with the shortstop.
Yeah, you're right. I did play with all of them. I had to go Jimmy. I mean, he's my guy. I always busted Troy's balls about this. I said, Troy, you're my second best shortstop I've ever played with. So Jimmy is my guy, so I got to go Jimmy. Just coming up, and Jimmy always took care of me, and he was. I just talked to him the other day about he's doing a TV, the games, So, was texting with him, but I got to go with Jimmy on that one.
Here's where this story goes full circle. So I graduated high school in '95. My last game, we're playing in Oakland, San Leandro, against his team, Encinal. It's like Jimmy Rollins. I'm like, this little guy, he ain't going to do nothing, right? So he has like 5 hits, almost hits the cycle. I just have a couple hits. He comes in the game, bases loaded. I'm up. Whew, strike out. Next guy strikes out. He goes on to win it. I end up meeting him. And I'm like, hey, Jimmy, Kyle Wynn, I played with you back in Alameda. You ended my career. He's like, I remember that. And then, cool dude, though. And we talked to him about a while. We're going back and forth on that game. Love Jimmy.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Great guy.
All right, Kyle. I was going to say I wouldn't take you as a gullible guy, but maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. What do you got?
Tell us about the Brett Myers prank, because you walked in like,
man,
not believing what was going to happen and that there's. You were on your way to Japan, which is a long way from Skagit Valley and a long way from Lakeland.
A long way. And I got called up the year before in 07. I wasn't in big league camp. Just called up in June. That was my first big league spring training. Had no idea. I was 22. Just happy to be there. And they called me in and did the whole thing. You guys saw the video. I had no idea you couldn't get traded. You can't get traded to Japan. So just walking out, I mean, the whole thing. Brett was just like, he loved it, and he still talks to me about it. I mean, he still like texts about it, talks about it. Like, I had no idea. And the first thing, I just bought a BMW, and so I was like, how do I get my car there? Like, it was rattled the whole like
that white 740,
black 745.
Ooh, you upgraded.
I bought that too. That was my first car I bought when I got to the big leagues. And so I was like, I just got this car, like. How am I to get that over there? I had no idea. Yeah, that was – they got me.
Were you able to get Brett back at all?
I wasn't. I mean, there were some opportunities that I had. I just kind of let it go. I should have, though. I probably should have.
So this segment is called Teammates. I reached out to one of your former teammates, and what does he say? Kevin Franzen.
Oh, Franny.
He says, ask him about all my ABs where I ended up rolling on the ball or getting jammed by a sinker.
Yeah.
And he's like, and KK would just scream at me. I love that guy. He's great.
Well, he would yell, like he would get out and he'd yell like, because I played with him, and then he went to DC and I faced him a handful of times, and he grounded out. And every time he grounded out, he went back to me. He's like, F you, KK. And I'd be like, run. Run. Yep. And he would just ground out, he'd yell at me, but yeah, he's doing, I mean, if you talk to him, he's doing radio, I think radio, right? For Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another good dude. But yeah, he would ground out and just yell at me. So one time I yelled back at him. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. We were trying to get him to come on to surprise you, but we couldn't make it happen.
Good.
Hey, what was Giancarlo's thing with you? Like he just didn't, he couldn't hit you.
Yeah.
You might you might get a call from the Rays here shortly.
I got it on mute, actually. I just heard his stats. He's got like 7 homers this series. It's so crazy.
I know. Check your phone, dude. You might. Spot relief.
I just liked facing him. Like, is this one of those guys? Like, I don't know. I just, when he stepped in the box, I was like, I know how to pitch him. I always pounded him. And for some reason, he always swung at it. And like it was almost going to hit him, and he swung. I don't know why, but I just kept going in there. I don't know. There's some hitters you face that you just kind of have success against. And then there's, you know, I got guys that you guys remember. Adam LaRoche is the guy, you guys know, but he like owned me. I couldn't get him out. Ian Desmond, just guys that you face that you can't get out.
Just low and outside. Hope for the best.
For me, I just liked facing them. Just kind of
keep your phone on, man. You might be, all you need is one AB, right?
Well, it's 7-2 right now.
get that Rays hat on.
So most people know you as a sinker ball pitcher, but I want you to take us back to 2015. You were with the Rockies. Let's talk about that power stroke. You went deep. I want to know, who was it against? What was the count? And did you throw a Joey Bautista bat flip afterwards?
It was 1-0 against Ian Kennedy, and I'm in a fantasy league with him, fantasy football. And every year I start the text out with just me, YouTube, my video of me hitting a homer off him, and he gets so pissed. He was so mad. So Ian Kennedy, it was 1-0 in San Diego, and it was a day game. I just guessed fastball. No, if anything else, I was screwed. I just heated and it caught the barrel.
Hey, hold on. Let me see if I can do something real quick.
You're going to share. Please share your screen and pull it up.
I got this.
My fantasy team name with him is Biscuits at Petco.
Oh, yes.
Here it is.
There it is.
My question before this, weren't you a decent hitter in high school? Or is it warning track power?
Yeah. I mean, 1 year, I don't want to brag, but I think 1 year I led the state in homers 1 year. I think senior year.
I'm talking high school, not little league.
No, it was high school. Okay. I was okay, I guess. Here it is. Yeah, this is the video he gets every fantasy draft to start the text.
Look at that pose.
Wow.
Yeah, that one's deep. Good.
That's deep. Did that land in La Jolla?
That was the second deck at that little, what is that, like a store up there? I don't know what that is now.
Yeah, I can't wait. We're going to post this and tag Ian and say, how's fantasy football?
Do it. Oh, man.
Did you get the silent treatment?
From the guys? Yeah. I don't know if I did or not.
DJ says, all right.
Yeah.
I think he was waiting for He was waiting for that bash, brother. You just gave him a little knuckle or something.
Yeah. No, I guess they didn't. I thought they would. No.
Look at that. You want to replay?
that one, it felt good.
Let's go, Kyle. You have Greg Dobbs in here in the Eddie Gordado story, guitar story. You want to get into that, K-Win?
Yeah, so I saw Dobbs was on the team when the Kobayashi trade to Japan. And there was a story that I heard through my brother. Greg Dobbs ordered a guitar, and that's like all he talked about in Seattle was the guitar. And Eddie Gordado is like Mr. King prank person. So Eddie apparently bought the same guitar, and he went to the field and he was hitting baseballs with it on the field. And so they had my brother go tell Dobbs that the guitar was here and Eddie had it, because Dobbs wouldn't believe anyone else. Yeah. So Dobbs comes down the tunnel and Eddie is just hitting it with his, like, a Gibson guitar, just hitting baseballs, throwing up, hitting baseballs. And he goes, yeah. And then he gets it and he just cracks it and then smashes it. And I guess Dobbs was just like heartbroken. Like, he didn't know what happened. And Eddie waited a long time. He's like, just kidding. That wasn't your guitar. And then he showed him his real guitar.
I believe that. I mean, I'm sure. Yeah, Greg was probably worked up over that. He's very like very serious guy. Very, he it'd be the second inning and he'd be walking the dugout with a bat, like ready to hit. Right, chill. It's you gotta.
Hey, of the teammates you played with, who do you think would be able to make an NFL team? Like, who was just a beast outside of yourself? Like, you could hold the clipboard.
I mean, huge. Our catcher, Carlos Ruiz, he was a little – I mean, that guy for sure would play linebacker on a team. Burrow was big. He was a big dude.
Those Pat the Bat?
Two. Yeah, those are the two that come to mind. I mean, that – maybe like Victorino at receiver, maybe. I don't know. Mm. He was fast.
Now, you play with another great linebacker in high school. If you had to pick one linebacker, would you pick Brian Urlacher or Brooke Cadell from Mount Vernon?
I'd go Brooke. I mean, yeah. That guy was afraid of anybody. Man, that dude, he was scary in high school.
Hey, you are a solid safety. I'll give you that too. That's one I didn't mention in the lead-in.
I didn't like tackling.
You just liked hitting. Like if someone wasn't looking.
I liked interceptions. I just liked picking the ball. I didn't like tackling at all.
Ball hawk. Just if someone wasn't looking, just lower the shoulder, boom.
Hey, you were like Deion Sanders. He didn't like tackling either.
Oh, I hated it. I'd rather get tackled than tackle someone. Hated it.
He had the red jersey on, even if he was playing defense.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So, Kyle, we've got some East Coast and West Coast fans, and a lot of them are Philly fans. So this next section, we'll call it the Philly Fanatics. Ben, right. You want to lead it off with the first question?
Yeah. All right. So from 2007 to 2012, who should have won more championships, the Phillies or your wife as a Survivor contestant?
Man, she got screwed on one. I'd go Phillies.
Yeah.
Phillies for sure. Yeah. Yeah. She was good, but she, I mean, that game is just, you just lie all the way to the end. She just stabbed everyone in the back all the way to the end. She played it well though. She did good.
If you had to do Survivor with your old Philly teammates, who would you form an alliance with?
Okay. But I mean, I couldn't do that game. me and Hamels and I would go all the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole's my dude. Yeah. Yeah.
Good segue.
Speaking of Cole Hamels, Hollywood Hamels, yeah. What's the biggest misperception about Cole Hamels?
Man, he's the nicest guy. I mean, he through the media, he's probably nice too, but he is just a down to earth, just a good dude. Like solid, you know, my golf buddy. Like he's just a nice guy. Just, you know, doesn't act like he's won a World Series MVP or all that. He's just a good dude.
2008 Phillies roster, stacked, loaded, Utley, Rollins, Howard, Hamels, Lidge. Who was the MVP?
Out of the position players?
Sure, you can give an MVP and then a Cy Young.
Wow.
You can MVP please of the team in your mind.
I would have to go, honestly, that year, Chase as a hitter. I mean, Cole, pitcher-wise, but Chase probably. He had, what, two homers? 2008, though, you're talking, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking 09. He had two homers off Sabathia. Yeah, I'd still go Chase.
And Hamels, you said, not you?
Yeah. No, not me. I sucked in August and September. It was terrible.
Little puckered butt there?
Yeah. Man, I was bad in August and September.
What was the best part about playing for Charlie Manuel?
Just the relaxed. He just kept the clubhouse just chill. I remember I gave up a homer one game. Walked in the dugout and he's like, "Wow, KK, that ball went a long ways, huh?" I just said that to me. I'm like, "Yeah, Chuck, it did." Like, he just loved homers. He was awesome. Just relaxed, just real chill, which made us relax.
Did you gamble, clubhouse?
Oh yeah, yeah. on the flight. Oh yeah.
I was gonna try to call you out. I was looking at your Twitter. I'm like, how's Kendrick's Twitter's game? And it's very light.
I'm on there, but I don't. I'm not.
I know. And I'm looking. I'm like, all right, here's a way to figure out kind of who someone is on Twitter is you look at who they follow. Like you follow like 62 people and like 12 of them is like handicap bettors.
You saw that? I didn't the first one to tell me that. By the way, I follow like, yeah, you're right. I follow 60 people and half of them are gambling. I love gambling. That's good.
I'll have to like hit you up before the Preakness. I'll be like, hey, who do we got? Like, what do you win, play, show? What's the trifecta? What's the superfecta? All right, 2008, same year, World Series, Game 5, rain delay. Light drizzle, chilly out, 47 degrees, K-Win. Documented this pretty well. Monday night didn't resume end until Wednesday night, I think. What do you remember most about the start of that game?
Well, first, the weather was obviously terrible. That's really it. I mean, the weather was terrible. What I think Jenkins hit a was that the game Jenkins hit a double, or the next game after? I think he hit a double. I don't know. It all kind of goes together, but and that's really it. The weather, and then I think Cole, did he come back the next game?
I don't remember. So I had to look this up. You started the game on Monday, but then it didn't play till Wednesday?
Yeah, we had terrible weather.
What did you do in between Monday and Wednesday?
Are you at the track?
We had like a workout. and that was it. Kind of just waited. There was like a storm going through or something. I don't know.
All right. What did you do to celebrate the World Series win? I think they had a parade for you back in Mount Vernon down Main Street.
We did, but I remember the night after.
No, I said for you specifically. I think that we held a parade in Mount Vernon.
I don't know about that. We should have, though, right?
We should have. Why not?
Hendrickson would have been mad, though. Mark.
Mark might have been a little pissed off. All right, what did you do? That night and then, like, the day's post. So
the night after, I remember, or that night, Steph and I were walking down Broad Street, and we went to Burl's house. We had a party at Burl's. Cops walking out of the stores, bringing us beer. it was awesome. Went to Burl's. I don't know how late we stayed there. Partied, and then we had that parade. It was awesome, though. I mean, that city is just, when you win there, it's the best city to play in. When you lose, it sucks, though. Or when you pitch a bad game. I remember pitching a bad game, and then coming out the next game, going 2-0 in the first inning, and getting just booed. The whole team booed me. Like, it's 2-0. First hitter, relax. But it's it's a good story.
Did Steph break you in for that, like, at all? Being from Philly, like, hey.
No, she didn't at all. But I remember, you know, once we got married and everything, her coming home and being like, man, there was a fan behind me. I flipped them off and I had to do this and that. Like, she's just one of those fans too. She's hardcore.
Have you been to Monmouth where she went?
Yeah.
The shore?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple times.
What's the name of this shore? Point Pleasant? God, where were we going?
Up there.
Long Beach Island?
No, I'm trying to think. I did a shore house with Travis Storr and a few other guys. I'm trying to think of the bars that we were at. Place is nuts.
That's up there, yeah.
Yeah, Monmouth. Our buddy Bork went there with Miles Austin, too.
Yeah.
Ben, so we got to get Kendrick to come to AC with us when we go.
Oh, I love AC. Place there. I'll go there. I'm in.
We every time we get a pack of cigarettes and post up at the craps table.
And sit there for hours.
And we don't leave till the pack's gone. So
I love it. I love that.
Fill in the blank, Kendrick. The Houston Astros are.
Oh, gosh.
Besides 2-0 right now.
Yeah, don't say something good. We don't like them.
I know. I don't either. Jeez. Horseshit.
Yeah. This year's NL MVP will be
Mookie. I'll go with Mookie.
I heard someone say, like, you think the Dodgers are down? You know, they're down 2-0 in the sixth. Mookie hits a double, and then it just snowballs from there.
Yeah.
Like, he's worth every penny. Yeah. All right, the winner of that matchup, San Diego and L.A.
I'll go L.A.
And the winner of this year's World Series will be?
L.A.
Damn, you right. Hated him on that.
Yeah.
See, he
– I'm going Dodgers.
That's perfect. We're a West Coast pod.
Hey, seriously, go sign with the Rays and win another one, huh?
I can barely throw BP to my son's team. My shoulders is broke.
What are the kids up to?
So I have a 9-year-old, 7, and almost a 2-year-old. And my oldest, she's playing volleyball, does horse, loves horse. And then Kyle's in baseball. flag football and about to start soccer. And then Sloan's our youngest, and she's about to start school here in a month.
Really? Two-year-old?
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Kids going
in. Her mom's.
Yeah. Steph's kicking her out. She's doing it. All three are going to be in school.
You're in Lakeland now, or?
Dunedin, which is right next to Clearwater. It's right. Like Burlington and Mount Vernon.
Got it.
Yep.
What's the golf game like? T-Store said he took some money off you.
Wow.
I'm playing tomorrow. I played Tuesday. Terrible. I can't putt. My putting's just horrible. I got no feel right now. My short game's okay, but I just can't putt, man.
You break an 80?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I
was waiting for that. He's like, I broke 80 on a par 66 the other day.
Low 80s, high 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're what?
I'm a seven handicap.
Okay. What's the home course?
Pelican, Bel Air. Just opened up. It's probably two years old. So go there. Play with some guys. Hockey player that's retired, and just some other guys that we play Tuesday and Thursday games.
So it's golf, pitch, and BP. You got the simulcast from OTBs going.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it? The life.
Yep. I got six. I'm in six fantasy leagues. Steph loves that.
Give me your fantasy strategy. You remain consistent. Like, you draft the same guys.
I try to, yeah.
Who are your guys this year?
So I'm big on the Packers this year. I got Aaron Rodgers. I got Aaron Jones in like three leagues. Devontae.
Are they PPR, non-PR, mix?
I think three are PPR and the other three are not. I try to draft the same guys just because it's the first time I've been in six leagues, and it's a lot. It's too much. Like, I got guys and I'm going against my guys. It's just, I'm rooting. This guy, my guys, it's just a mess, the whole thing.
Red zone.
But it's fun. I love fantasy, as Store does too.
Yeah. He's all over it. You beat him in that league?
No, he's 3-1. I'm actually 1-3. I'm terrible. Wow. Yeah. I got my first win this week. I got Brady as my quarterback. He's got to wake up.
Too. Yeah.
All his receivers are hurt.
I know.
Gronk looks like me out there. He can't get separation from a linebacker. He tried, dude. Like, the D end is covering him.
Passes here at all? I don't think he's caught one pass. Maybe one.
I think he has. Wrong, dude. He's just
like Frank Stone to like that Scotty Miller dude. He's like 5'8", little guy.
he's like Edelman.
Yeah, he loves that dude.
How what's it like in Florida with are you gonna go to any box games, Jags games?
Yeah, they just opened up. My son, Kyle, took last year to the Seahawks Packer game in Lambeau, and all of a sudden he loves the Packers now. So I'm taking him to the Packer Bucks game next week.
That'll be good.
Yeah, he loves the Packers now.
I mean, there might be they. So didn't the governor just say, "Hey, stadium's open, you guys"?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Cool.
Yeah, so that's good.
What's Tampa like? Is this pirate ships?
Like, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
And Stanley Cups, they just won.
They did, yeah. So that was huge here. Everyone loves that. But it's like a lot of people from that live here aren't from here. So it's kind of like the Rays have no fans, as you guys know. No one's from here. So it's kind of, you're a Bucks fan. You're a fake Bucks fan.
Where are the kids going to go to college? The U?
College?
The U? Skagit Valley?
I want Sophia to go to Monmouth.
There you go.
I don't know. I for some reason, I like the U just because of in high school, they were always on TV up there. You know, Clint Portis, Edgerrin James, all those guys. So I like Miami. But
where would you have gone if you could have gone anywhere?
Washington State, dude. I wanted to go there, but
did you visit Pullman? What do you think?
Yeah, I liked it. I did.
It's a small town, hometown feel, right?
I liked it. Yeah,
it's like the size of Mount Vernon.
It would have been perfect for me.
So what happened? Doba didn't close you? Like, that guy was a nincompoop.
I was afraid of him.
He was a complete.
I didn't like
Elmer Fudd coaching.
I didn't like class. I hated going to class, and I just wanted to play ball. So,
who are your hosts? They obviously didn't educate you on what you can get away with as a college quarterback.
I don't know who was my host, honestly.
You didn't have a host? You didn't go to? They didn't sneak you into like the Coug or anything?
No, I remember being on the field, but I don't know who. No.
Jeez, no wonder you didn't sign.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
Pullman or Florida? Your choice.
Miami.
The U. All right, Kendrick. Thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, dude. Thanks for having me, guys.
Kyle Kendrick, World Series champ. You still got your ring? You find it?
Oh yeah, I got it. It's in the bedroom.
Lockbox.
I got it.
Right next to the Mount Vernon State Basketball Championship.
I got that one too.
Yeah, buddy.
That's right.
All right, bud. Be good.
All right. Stay in town.